Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Genesis Wrestling High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and here with me, as always, is NGW head official Scott Cross. Benny, welcome to the show. Great to see you, Scott. We are a little over a week away from NGW Battle Lines.
We are in the single digits now, 9 days away from Battle Lines. So it's going to be here for you know it, and I just cannot wait. I mean, the card is just stacked. Oh, here's Dardar already starting her stuff with me.
Yeah, Jonathan already in the chat. We got Dardar.
But I mean, Battle Lines, 9 days. Yeah, 9 days away from Battle Lines. I mean, the card is stacked. I mean, obviously, the main event of Battle Lines, the main event everybody's want to see, Ricky Cruz versus Dexter Roswell. I mean, I cannot wait for this match. I mean, these two going at it. I mean, this is going to be a phenomenal match.
Yeah, we've got two big talents in NGW, both absolutely beloved by fans right now. I don't know, maybe Dardar has a different opinion on him, but most fans absolutely love both of these guys.
Yes, Dexter Roswell has proven to be a fighting champion, has defended the championship several times, and now is probably going to be one of his biggest challengers right now for that NGW title in Ricky Cruz. And, you know, Ricky Cruz is looking to come off of that match with Pretty Boy Floyd and looking to become the new NGW heavyweight champion. See, there's another sticker.
Yeah, we got Matt Marks. Can't wait for the show. Dardar insisting you're the worst ref ever.
Oh, thanks, Dardar. I appreciate it. You know, I am Dardar's favorite ref. I'm going to get a t-shirt that says that.
Well, I mean, you know, speaking of, Dardar thinking that you're the worst ref, you know, that's because of your confrontations, let's say, with PYT, and PYT is going to be having quite a show. You know, we've got one member of PYT, Tobias Storm, looking to reclaim his NGW Lightning Division Championship in a four-way dance with Logan Ridge, Preacher, and Sid Holland. Sid Holland, of course, looking to walk out with two pieces of gold from that.
Yeah, I mean, the card is stacked for that one. I mean, the competitors in this one, I mean, Preacher's defending his title. And, you know, you got former champions in there, Sid Holland's in there. I mean, Logan Ridge. I mean, that is almost another main event. We pretty much got two main events for Battle Lines with that one.
Yeah, and let's also not forget another one of PYT's newest member, Marco Hendricks, is going one-on-one with Navi Kai. Yes. Navi Kai making an absolute standout match last month.
Yes, that was announced when Marco Hendricks was on here. And, you know, Navi did have a great debut for NGW against the debut in Burt Candy too. And now Navi Kai is stepping in there with PYT's Marco Hendricks.
You know, it looks like you do have at least one supporter in the chat. Benny's saying it's never your fault. It was on PYT.
Yeah. See, you know, a lot of people can't see this.
Dara wants to know when you stop getting distracted by squirrels.
As soon as you stop letting them in the building, Dara, you get distracted all the time.
And, of course, we're also going to have the newest member of PYT, Chris Cutler, going up against Jerry Morgan, who made his NGW debut last month in an impromptu match against Drew Kothar.
Yeah, I mean, this match, Chris Cutler, you know, like I said, the newest PYT keeps growing in numbers. You know, they've added, you know, Marco Hendricks, they added Tobias Storm, and now they added Chris Cutler. And now, you know, another match for PYT of the night, you know, Chris Cutler's looking to make a name for himself in NGW and the newest member of PYT against a Jerry Morgan. So,
and Matt saying the boys are on their way looking for trouble.
Yes,
that's absolutely true there. And we also, you know, of course, we can't forget that we still have another qualifying match for the NGW Women's Division title, brand new. Yes. And we're going to be seeing Lilith Grimm going up against Nyx. Nyx we've seen before in IWA Productions out Mount Vernon. I haven't seen Lilith before. Have you seen Lilith in action before, Scott?
I have not. And, you know, Nyx was supposed to be here at Endless Winter taking on Lexi Green. But according to Lexi Green, you know, she was responsible for Nyx not being here. But Nyx is going to be there on the 19th. And, you know, another qualifying match. We're three matches into this women's tournament. And I mean, it just keeps getting better and better.
And we're already getting some chatter in the comments. We got Brittany Nicole here going, the boys suck.
Oh, the boys. I mean, well, the boys are looking to make a name for themselves in the 19th as they, you know, they're coming in strong. They're coming in to challenge for the NGW Tag Team titles against the first ever two-time NGW Tag Team champions, the FAM. I mean, you know, we have seen debuts where debuts have turned into championships. This could be a possibility with the boys coming in to take on the FAM, but the FAM is not two-time NGW Tag Team champions for no reason. So
no, the FAM reclaimed their championships last month in a wonderful tables and ladders chairs match involving both TNT and the Great Heathen Army, which everybody, if you're in, make sure that you're commenting because we're going to be picking one lucky fan to possibly win a piece of a table from that match signed by all the competitors.
Yes, that's your chance to own a piece of history that's, you know, one of five, you know.
Yep, only five in existence. And, of course, tonight, our guests will be the boys. Let's take a look here at their list of accomplishments. They are looking to become the new NGW Tag Team Championships as they challenge the FAM on April 19th. They four-time participant in the IWA Royal Rumble match, Bud. Bud's also been Stride Pro Wrestling No Limits champion and tag team champion. Derek is 6 foot, 230 pounds of violence, and they together have a combined 7 years of experience. Couple fun facts about our guest today. Bud won Best in Show at the John A. Logan Future Artists of America, and Derek hails from the House of Violence.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Everybody, go ahead and join us in welcoming our guest tonight, the boys. Gentlemen, Cat Webb and 5150 Derek Gage. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Better than you?
Better than me.
Camera guy, I'm good. I'm doing great. It's great to see you. Scott, you piece of crap. I don't care how you're doing. So I'll set the tone right there with you right now.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're you're doing a great job, Derek, you know.
Well, let's go ahead and start right out the gate. Bud, I know that I have asked you this question before, but we have some different fans here in NGW who may not be as knowledgeable with your past as others are. But hashtag wham. But if I remember correctly, that stands for What a Masterpiece, correct?
That is correct. It also stands for What a Menace. We are monsters. We are menaces. What a match. Winning another match. The possibilities.
What a massacre.
That's quite a versatile hashtag.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah. Scott actually wound up one of our viewers, the infamous Dardar, actually got a hashtag going involving Scott.
Yeah, don't remind him.
Is it hashtag and Scott sucks eggs?
No. Here, let me show you. We actually have a little bit of footage featuring that hashtag. Damn. Hashtag Scott's fault.
Scott, be better.
No, you know.
It ain't You know what? Hold on, I'm pointing right at you. You did a terrible job. I demand a different referee than you during our match.
You know what?
Me.
Yep.
You know what? Yep. That's fine. You know what? It doesn't matter. That way, if, you know, things don't work out for you, you can't blame me.
So. It's always Scott's fault.
Exactly. Never the competitor's fault. It's Scott's always fault. My fault. You know, everybody goes and blames the referee. You know, it is what it is, you know.
And we're already getting questions from the NGW fan base. We got Benny asking, Bud and Derek, this is for the both of you. If you guys could face any team in the world, what would that team be?
Besides the boys? Because, like, that would be crazy. The boys versus the boys, that would be... That'd be pretty legit. It'd be sick.
That'd be a headline match right there.
I think it would.
Like, who would win?
So personally, I would love to go up against FTR. I feel like our styles will mesh really well.
Yeah, I would say FTR. It'd be close. It'd be FTR or the Young Bucks. Matt and Nick Jackson.
Why that would be a dream match. Tornado tag, TLC, maybe.
Hey, Tony Khan, if you're listening, make it happen.
The boys, the Bucks, and the other guys.
FTR.
The boys and the Bucks, that has quite a ring to it. And Dardar asking, Bud and Derek, who inspired you guys to wrestle?
I'll let you go first.
All right, so as far as me, the Sandman, that was my inspiration. If you watch any of my matches, you're going to see me work in that style. Bud, I'll let you take it away now.
Whenever I was a kid, I loved Flat Top Sting. Those shiny pants, the Stinger Splash. I just loved classic Sting. I'm older than you think I am.
You know, speaking of your style, Derek, that actually brings me to something that I wanted to ask you about, in that your style has always seemed to me to be much more of a hard impact and hold style.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking to go out and inflict the most damage while conserving as much of my energy as possible every single time. Anytime I can inflict pain and sit there and rest and just listen to them gurgling as I strangle the life out of them, that is enjoyment for me. That is love. And I think I can speak for me and Bud both whenever I say that's going to happen to the fam real soon.
I've got some absolutely amazing shots of you here performing some of your infamous holds here.
And oh yeah, bite his fingers off.
That face of pain in everybody. You seem to be a very well-rounded ring technician.
Yeah, a little bit of a technician, a little bit of a brawler, a little bit of just a fighter in general. I go out there, I'll lay my ass on the line and do what I got to do to make sure that the boys come out on top every single time, which we always do.
And, Bud, you have a little bit more of a free-flowing style. You got a little bit of a flashier moveset at times.
From time to time. So the way I work it is it's a masterpiece. It's a piece of work. It's how I express my art. Sometimes I just feel the need to go a little overboard. Sometimes it bites me, but most of the time it works out in my favor. I'll tell you what, you don't forget it.
And we actually have some of the NGW roster in the chat here this evening. We have Sid Holland saying, let's talk about the best friendship between myself and Derek.
I hate you, Sid. I hate you so much. God. The IWA Rumble, he's too heavy, first off. He's way too heavy. I'm a strong guy, but he is heavy. I hate Sid. Bud knows this. Sid knows this. Everybody that was the IWAP for the Rumble knows I hate Sid Holland.
Yeah, I was there. I can confirm.
He says that, that you choked him in the Rumble, but you didn't mean it, though.
I think he meant it. Oh, I think he meant it wholeheartedly.
I meant it. He doesn't respect the Offspring. He doesn't respect the boys. He doesn't respect the fans. I hate Sid.
Also have
there goes the hat.
Boy and his monster, the tag team of Savage and Shrapnel, stepping up saying they'll fight you.
Oh, Shrapnel, you know? Yeah, we're going to Yamcha you, man.
The boy wants to fight the boys?
I get. Maybe it's a tryout.
The boy and the monster.
We can, you know, the monster, you know, put him in the closet. No one needs to see him. But maybe we could recruit the boy. We could try that out. The boy's boy.
You know? The boy's like, boy. It has a ring to it.
The boy's baby boy, you know, because he's a baby boy. Little guy. He's a little
I'll
guy.
I'll review Monsters, Inc. to figure out how to deal with Savage.
There you go.
But speaking of the Rumble, I'm not sure if you remember, because it was quite the absolute hectic night. Shortly after your gentleman's unfortunate elimination from that match, you had a little bit of a confrontation with me at ringside. Do you remember this?
I do. I'm still waiting on the return call from HR.
Yeah, because, I mean, hold on. I have a little bit of footage here I can play.
Don't hit me with that camera phone. Don't you do it. No. No. I will. Don't you do it.
We're going on everything. We're going to sue you in the ground. see you in court with our attorney.
Threatening to sue the camera guy.
I meant it.
Those I'm pretty sure you're the reason we got eliminated.
Those pictures never leaked. The threat worked. No one's seen that till now. I guess we have to sue him now because he just shared the video. He was.
I think so.
Yeah.
There should have been an NDA signed.
You know, we've got a Savage in the chat saying, don't forget who threw you out of the Rumble, boys. And, of course, I'm pretty sure it was Scott who called that you were eliminated.
I felt like I was asleep. It was like a nightmare. I woke up, and I was already outside of the ring. I don't know what happened. What about you, man?
Honestly, the rule for any Rumble is both feet touch the floor. We landed as a unit, so technically 4 feet touched the floor at the same time, which means that we were not eliminated.
Double negative.
So, yeah, it cancels out. Technically, it should be Bud Gallows, Derek Gage, and Sid Holland still in that ring trying to get his big butt over the top rope.
Do you?
I mean, since you're saying it up far away, I mean,
did you just say both feet touched all four of your feet touched the ground? So that means you're eliminated.
Yeah, but we were a whole item.
Four. It cancels. It cancels. It's a double negative. Educate yourself. Scott, educate yourself.
Don't try to do Steiner math here on the podcast because we will be here all night.
You're not even good at math. Just because you
right now, there's a 33 1/3% chance that we're coming after you at NGW next week.
You can't.
Okay.
He can count to one, two, but not four. He doesn't understand.
Okay.
This
is
above his head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, I think that the evidence points more to his counting method is 1-2 kick out.
I don't know that one.
It's a little hard in a rumble. Oh gosh, Donday.
Oh, we got Donday. No.
Hey, it's my buddy. Donde, how you been, man?
Yo, I believe a little bit ago in the chat, we have Benny actually suggesting Donde be the referee for your match next Saturday.
I'm not opposed to it. He's a great guy. He had my back.
Yeah. You have fun with that.
We have Donde as a referee with a special guest enforcer of Herman.
I don't see an issue here. Do you see an issue? I don't see an issue.
No, I think this is a great decision.
Here's the thing. If Donde was the camera guy at the Mount Vernon Rumble, you guys might not have got eliminated.
Because we weren't eliminated.
Well, you were eliminated. You were.
There was chicanery. There was tomfoolery amok. That's the only reason we're out, because you, of course, were paid off by somebody. I'm assuming Sid Holland.
We have to throw a hoot nanny, a shindig, if you will, just to get the word out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, take that up with HR and see what happens.
Oh, we got Darter also asking, hey, guys, in NGW, who would you want to wrestle in the future, either singles or as a tag team?
TNT.
That was quick.
Yep.
I mean, the bar is high, and right now, that's them. That's where we're aiming. You topple the TNT, boys are up.
Yeah, I mean, I think once we win the championships, that's our first defense. We beat the fam next weekend. We take on TNT at the next NGW show.
Yep. We won't even worry about the Heathen Army. They're not even worth our time.
Nah.
Oh, Great Heathen Army has been champions both as tag teams and as individuals in multiple promotions.
Old news.
Nah. So both of you guys have a total of 7 years combined, over 7 years combined experience, correct?
Yeah, I was going to say that math is wrong. I have seven.
Okay, I think he has seven, and I've been doing it for about 2 years.
Okay. Scott, did you do this math? Jesus.
This was Scott math. Yeah, Scott, for sure.
Probably. Well, I only counted Bud. I didn't really count Derek's accomplishments.
Or overlook Gage. He will get you. The DG comes to fields near you.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've already established that he's a master of rest hold, Scott. I don't.
Okay. Well,
he could sit there, have a drink, and inflict pain on you for an hour.
Yep.
He could be, you know, we'll just see.
And I very well may next Saturday, Scott.
Okay.
So just watch your P's and Q's during this conversation.
Okay. He's going to give you a finger lock.
Looks like the math was Donde math, according to Donde.
It's okay, Donde. It's okay. We forgive you.
So facing Preacher in a singles match, does that mean me and him same time versus Preacher? If so, that sounds great. I'll do a singles match.
So let's talk about how, you know, you guys have, you know, established yourself outside of NGW and you guys form, you know, different stables. And what formed the boys? What made you guys form this tag team? And like, what is your, I mean, obviously Gold is your tag team, but like, I mean, how did you guys get together, like forming the boys? Like, what's
so best? I'll start this. You see, when you meet a girl and you like her, you take her from whoever she's with. Assault and Battery was David Walker and Derek Gage. I'll give them credit. They were really good at what they were doing, but I said, I want that. So what happened? I weaseled my way into a group. We were formerly known as Cerberus. Sir.
Burr.
Us.
Us.
Anyways, the three-headed monster had to die. We decided that cutting ties the way we needed to and just connecting on a closer level, as the boys should. By doing all of this, we are now the boys. Long Con, I just wanted this guy as my tag partner because I see him going far and I'm riding his coattails and I'm not hiding it, because in the future, he could use that against me in a feud, and I'm preventing that because I've watched wrestling before. So we're a tag team, period.
And at the end of the day, whenever we were in Cerberus, it was clear as day there was the odd man out. You know, Bud and I kicked it off. We could tell from right at that point we were best friends. So it was just a natural course. It was just the right path to go down, to go ahead and eliminate the dead weight that was with us and then form the boys with Bud Gallows, Derek Gage, and our illustrious manager in training, Baker.
The Wonder Boy.
The Wonder Boy.
The Wonder Boy.
Wonder Boy Baker.
Yep.
Yeah. So he's still in training. Keep this in mind. So he's not going to be everywhere, and he keeps getting in the way. So I don't know how many times he's gotten kicked in the face because he just wrong place, wrong time. So whenever we get that trained out of him, he'll be everywhere.
He's enthusiastic, which we appreciate, but a little reckless at times.
Got a little bit of a blind spot.
Yeah.
A big one, actually. It's like
yeah, right like here. A shoe print.
Like, you know, and sometimes.
Yeah, I believe I've seen him get kicked in the face once or twice.
But he's training, so.
Yeah. Well, you got to give a little bit of a leeway when somebody's training. Isn't that right, Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still wearing his training wheels. Why don't you have the fan cap on? Like, you could pop it on.
Little propeller.
Oh, man.
Oh. So
how the black and white one for the shows.
Yeah.
How do each one of you gentlemen get started in wrestling?
You can remember yours.
Me first?
Yeah.
So I had a lot of athletic endeavors. I played basketball for years and years, went into bodybuilding, went into powerlifting, succeeded at everything I did. Once I kind of achieved my goals in powerlifting, I looked at what is my next goal. And I thought about my childhood goal, which was pro wrestling. I grew up watching it, and I just never gave it a chance until Strike Pro Wrestling had a training school, decided to show up. Took to it like a fish out of water, been smashing people in the face ever since. That was March of 2023 when I started training, and wrestled later that month. And I've just been messing dudes up ever since.
All right. Bud?
So I'm not as accomplished or as skilled, but I do have this weird ability of being able to fall and get back up, because as you can tell behind me, I have tons of skateboards. So I've been skateboarding longer than anything else. It was my first love. Let me make that very clear. However, in the process of learning how to skateboard, you get real stubborn. If you can't do a trick, you keep going. You keep going. You keep going. You don't give up. You hit the ground. You get your ass back up those stairs. You try it again. You just huck your body. Wrestling is the same thing, but in a square. And the court, like, the connection is insane. Anyways, so whenever I was a kid, I was a wrestling fan because my brother RIP Dustin, he watched wrestling like it was his drug. And my dad, whenever he was home from the road, same. So naturally, I followed suit. During the Attitude Era, I fell in love with Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then I walked away for a few years and came back, and John Cena was the top babyface. And I was a mark, a big-time, huge John Cena fan. I knew he was winning, even though, like, you know, the smart marks all knew that, oh, he's supposed to win because he's a babyface. I was an idiot, and I still loved it. Either way, years and years go by, and I got into a group of friends that had a wrestling ring in their backyard, thrown together with old tires, mattresses, rare, like, telephone poles and hoses. And it was the most makeshift backyard wrestling thing in the world. They recorded matches. So technically, my first match was in 2008 in a backyard circuit, and I was 1-0. And then I didn't touch a ring again for 10 more years. So in 2018, I found my way at Strive Pro Wrestling because they had the school. I had a friend who was willing to be a tag partner with me. We went to two trainings before he quit. Anyways, long story short, I waited until my real tag partner showed up, and then I got him.
All right. You know, it's a great thing that you bring up your first match, because we acquired through legitimate means some exclusive footage.
Uh-oh. No.
So let's take a look at...
Okay.
A little young Derek Gage. Got a nice full head of head there.
That hat, I sewed a CKY patch onto it for Can't Kill Yourself. It was a band that I was really into because, being a skateboarder, Bam Margera was my favorite skateboarder. Where is it?
CKY, the root of MTV's Jackass.
Straight up.
The love CKY at the moment. Still.
Oh, do you remember, like, I remember growing up and just trading the VHS tapes.
Yep.
Right. So, anyways, that patch, I sewed it onto the hat and I wore it. Anyways, the idea of that character was that I was crazy, and when I was in the ring, I would lose it. Like, I couldn't control myself. But I was called out as a fan. Yes. Psycho Cyrus. I came out to Psycho from, I think it was Puddle of Mud, and, they picked me out of the crowd to face Gringo Malo. So,
a little bit of a clip of a little bit of you in action. And, you know, I do have to say, you know, with that leg, with that drop kick, you have come a long way.
I gained a few pounds
in your
too.
Form.
Gained a few pounds. Yeah, that one was
a lot more height nowadays too.
Oh, yeah. Well, skateboarding has really helped over the years. There's one particular move, if you found it. It was a complete accident at the time, but I know I can recreate it. I was supposed to get a DDT, and I ended up doing a front flip leg drop. Oh. It was insane. Anyways, just pure excellence. You know, a masterpiece.
Yeah, Benny's saying that's a beautiful drop kick.
Well, thank you, Benny, even though I don't know who you are.
Benny's obviously smart.
Very. Shoot.
We also have the infamous Kevin McKeevy in the chat.
Hi. He's arrived.
Saying that Scott sucks.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Scott.
I agree.
Should just get some hard boiled eggs and just during this, just because you suck eggs anyway. No, so you might as well.
Have stickers that say hashtag Scott's fault, and they will be available at Battle Lines for $1. So if you want to support hashtag Scott Socks, buy them.
Don't buy
I've
them.
I've got a big problem with bald people, honestly.
I will steal the stickers, and you can pay me $2 for
you
a sticker.
You have a big problem with bald people?
But yet, yeah,
they're shady bunch.
But yet your tag team partner is bald.
I'm not bald. Look at all this hair.
No, he's not.
Look at all
no, he's
this.
Not.
Okay, well.
It's
I don't know what your definition, too. Scott.
You see that? You're just jealous because I don't even have to pay for a perm. I have to straighten this before it shows.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get some beard tips from you guys. Up my beard game here.
Well,
we'll work with you, camera guy. We'll work with you.
Yeah, you just gotta grow it. Like, don't care if you look like a hobo, because like you do already.
Oh. Oh my goodness. Well, oh, Dardar is in the comments. She's wanting some money for those stickers, Scott, because it was her idea.
So if she steals the stickers, I'll sell them for $3 and I'll cut you in, Dardar. I'll cut you in.
Okay.
Because you're not going to get money from this douchebag otherwise. He's a selfish prick.
Probably
not. He doesn't even know how to count.
I can count.
All right, four eyes.
Bay saying it'd be amazing if there was some kind of competition with the sales of Scott's Fault and not Scott's Fault stickers.
Well, that is an idea. I can probably do that.
You know what? The Not Scott's Fault, that's a $10 sticker.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Not Scott's Fault, $10. Scott's Fault, only $1. So,
yep. That's fair.
He grew a beard and tricked
everyone to think he was hashtag wham.
I thought he was me. I walked in a room and I said, what is this? God? No, it was just Donde. It was awesome.
Donde kind of has a little bit of a master of disguise thing going on lately.
Good.
Is he a turtle?
Could be. You never know with Donde. It depends on what day of the week it is.
It ends with Y, so probably pretty awesome. I mean,
he is right now on his way to Mascoutah, I think, right now. So he'll be there hopefully by the time Battle Lines. It's a week, little over 9 days. Takes him about 9 days to get wherever he's at, you know.
Do you have a unless he's tag using on him or
one
something?
Of the classic
well, we had to tag him because last time he ended up in Africa fighting a lion or running from a lion. I don't know how we ended up over there. He ends up in different countries. He took my car and it was a big fiasco trying to find it. He took me to the eye doctor and it wasn't even an eye doctor. So yeah,
it was a proctologist. I know.
No, it was an iPhone store.
It was the brown eye. It was the proctologist. You know, you can't lie to us, Scott. We know you get checked for your prostate often.
No.
Yeah. Veronica tells me.
Okay. Who the hell's Veronica?
You tell me, Scott. Jesus.
I don't even know. Oh my gosh.
So how many other tag teams so far have you guys gained victories over?
Being as we're a brand new tag team, one. But it was a very good one.
Technically two. Because it was Cerberus. Dave Walker and TJ Kellis the first time.
That was Cerberus still.
We took them out. But yeah, then we officially let the world know the boys were here. And we beat one of the greatest tag teams this area has ever seen. Definitely the toughest two individuals I've ever stepped in a ring with. The Hooligans, Itchy and Mason, they are as advertised.
They're legit.
But at the end of the day, we came out on top.
Okay, well...
We're not bottoms.
If we were, we'd be power bottoms.
100%.
2-0, and you guys are looking to make it 3-0 and walk out with gold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a matter of time. We will be champions.
I mean,
have either of you faced Marcellus Knight or Alex Steele in the past?
I have.
Yep.
I have. I was in a tag team match in IWA Productions back during the quarantine days with one of my former tag partners. I think he's out selling butter somewhere right now. I haven't kept touch with the guy. Anyways, so yes, we have faced, it was him and this other like little rich brat. His name was B-Rad, I think. He's a douche. He was wearing like money pants and he just thought he was a big spender. It was really his mommy's money. Like he's kind of ugh. Anyways, Marcellus Knight, yeah, I'm very familiar with him in the ring. He's been in the Rumbles with me. I've tagged up against him. I've ran into him in multiple different occasions in different realms. Fortnite, I got you. Battle Royale, baby!
And Derek, you have experience?
With Marcellus, actually. More than once. I wrestled him and that unsavory D-Rad guy. In a tag match before, whenever I was in Assault and Battery. I actually got to smack him with a snare pole, which was kind of nice. I enjoyed that. Then I think it was two or three shows later, all of a sudden, I'm chasing TJ Kellis around the ring because I'm getting ready to strangle him because I want to take the life away from that little man. But But then all of a sudden, Marcellus decides to throw my chair at me from across the ring. My own personal chair. So disrespectful, first off. But he throws it at my head, which allows the match to finish. And I am incapacitated momentarily. So he really screwed me over in that four-way, which is, you know, little insider tip here. That's what led to Mike Masters winning the Ignite Heavyweight Championship. So Marcellus Knight has screwed me out of the title. So I cannot wait to get hands on him again.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, we actually have a Marcellus Knight popping up in chat here saying that all he did was give you a seat.
I don't think it counts.
Marcellus? Doesn't count. Doesn't don't count. Be a keyboard warrior, Marcellus. Don't be a keyboard warrior.
No, he's going to get the clap. I'm certain that Marcellus intends to step into the ring with you next weekend.
We'll see. We'll see if he's got the courage to step up to the boys.
He's got to watch out because the most devastating move in tag team wrestling is going to happen. Okay? I don't think you guys are prepared for the boys to clap you. I don't think you're ready.
Scott might get clapped.
You know what?
Scott, are you prepared?
The camera guy might get clapped if he doesn't watch it.
That's what the camera's for, so I can stay away and still get a nice view of what's going on. So get I'm pretty sure you guys want wonderful pictures of the clapping.
Yes, we're going to clap you.
Donde wants
to clap. Donde will get the clap. We'll give it to him.
We'll give you a high five clap.
We've got Don popping over the chat. Evening, Don. And Dardar still ripping on Scott here.
That's every day. You know, that's this. That's my normal Thursday. So you guys are looking to do what only one team has done and come in on your debut and walk away with gold. Because TNT did that on their debut. So now you guys are stepping up against the first ever NGW two-time tag team champions, the FAM. I mean, obviously you guys got a strategy going in, you know, to this match. But how do you prepare for a tag team like the FAM?
Scott, I got to tell you a secret. To become a two-time champion, you have to lose one of those times. Well, so they're not unbeatable.
I understand that.
Yeah, so TNT, boys. TNT, boys.
Well, when TNT won the championship against the FAM, they had two things going for them in that match. And that is that they look remarkably similar, and Scott's half blind.
That was...
So they were able to pull off a little bit of a switcheroo, and yeah. The non-legal man...
Do you realize what you're saying? Do you realize you're comparing them to the Bellas? You realize that, right?
Yeah.
No,
that magic. Woo! Guess what? We look the same, too. 6 foot, 235 pounds. We look identical, man. Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, I need new glasses, but you do not look identical. But
hey, Scott, shut your mouth.
We're practically twins.
Okay.
Get your prescription updated, Scott. Right?
I did, and you don't look nothing alike.
We look exactly the same.
Okay. So maybe, hold on. Oh, yeah, you guys do look exactly alike. See?
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, yep. That's see, all it is. It. I just have to take my glasses off. Just one's bald and one's not.
Who's bald?
That's what I see. I mean,
you're bald, Scott. Shut up.
Look at it. You can't even embrace it. Bears fan.
You're bald. You can't see. Can't count to three.
I bet you love Ditka. You're like, oh, I'm going to take myself down to the barn. I'm going to get a sausage. Ditka. And then he's just pushing it out. He just.
Oh,
you know,
I heard somebody said, don't be a keyboard warrior. Well,
yeah, that's right, Marcellus.
I showed up and I'm showing out. So now what?
You showed up. You ain't showing out nothing.
Oh,
he's showing the belt.
This is showing out enough.
I don't care that you got a replica belt off the internet. That's awesome. That was $7.99 online. I've seen that.
There is no replica. This is 100% authentic. Now, let me go ahead and say that I know NGW deals with a lot of charities, hence wrestling for a cure. But I didn't know we was into a Make-A-Wish Foundation by giving these two bozos a championship match from out of nowhere. Because, I mean, Derek Gage, yes, I have beaten you before. And like I said, I saw that you was tired, so I decided to give you a seat and help you relax. Because obviously you just wasn't in that match to begin with. Now, Bud, me and you, we've gone back a few times. We haven't actually been able to go one-on-one with each other. So that's going to be interesting. But Derek, I've beaten you before. So you're a non-factor. But I'm interested in wrestling with Bud.
Oh, that's non-factor.
Yeah.
We'll see how that line. Did you actually beat me, though? Did you beat me?
Keep the shirt on, please. Just keep it together until we get to the match, man. Just try to.
I'm trying, but he's pushing my buttons.
Hey, don't let him push your
buttons. I can push whatever buttons I want to.
Don't push that button.
I'm champ.
You don't want that button.
Just with this being said,
I
gotta say is I hope you guys are ready because this is a grown man's game and the fam don't play with boys. So I hope you guys come in willing to get beat down because that's what's gonna happen.
Oh,
at the end of the day, Marcellus, anything you throw at me, I'm not going to stop coming forward. And at that point, whenever I'm coming forward after you, that is Bud Gallo's opportunity to see what's going on and close the show. And then whenever you're walking out there a little bit lighter, whenever you leave the arena, because that belt ain't in your bag anymore, then maybe you can come on here and you can give a formal apology to me, Bud, everybody listening right now.
Well, with that all said well and good, but this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to sleep. I want you to dream about it. And then when you show up next Saturday, I want you to apologize for even think that you had one chance to even walk away with these, because we're walking in NGW Tag Team Champions and we're walking out NGW Tag Team Champions. So with that being said, you boys, I hope y'all ready. Drink plenty of juice, do a lot of sit-ups, a lot of push-ups, a lot of arm curls, because you're going to need it. And I will see y'all soon.
Ran away like a chicken.
Tough guy and ran away. Okay. Well, I know he's still listening. So while you're talking about dreams, Marcellus, I want you to go ahead and sleep with that belt every single night until next Saturday. Nestle up to it, hold it tight, because it's not going to be with you much longer.
I apologize about that, gentlemen. We've had a little bit of an issue with Scott and Donde being in control of the password and the accounting situation here.
Well, Scott's fault.
It is my fault. Scott's fault. No, because it was 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I changed it to 5, 6, 7, 8, and now everybody's mad at me because I changed passwords. But don't worry, I'm changing back to 1, 2, 3, 4, so we're good.
You can't tell them that.
You can't say it out loud, you dick.
Scott.
Jesus Christ.
You have to put it in the messages of the chat, Scott. Okay.
Ooh. Gosh.
We got Dar right here. All 320,
420. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
But you guys are hoping to take those tiles from the fam, but we've had the fam on the show before. So I'm going to offer you gentlemen the opportunity to, even before you step foot in the ring against them next Saturday, to show if you're on level with the team. Because we have a little game here on I like to call shock therapy. Now, the way that shock therapy works is I'm going to ask you guys a total of three questions, three multiple choice questions. If you get two out of the three right, you will win a piece of one of the tables used at the TLC match between TNT, the Fam, and the Great Heathen Army for one of our listeners. And Scott, who are we playing for this week?
I don't know. Who are we playing for? Let's see who we're playing for. I think we're playing for Benny, aren't we?
Yep, we are playing for Benny Cavini.
So, Benny, this is your chance to win a piece of the table if the boys can get at least two out of three right. But so far, you know, we've not had one person lose on shock therapy, so no pressure.
Well, we've got two, so
yeah,
and they'll be able to coordinate with each other.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. And now, we like to theme the questions to the people playing the game. And, you know, we have Bud Gallows, hashtag Wham, what a masterpiece, an actually accomplished artist. And we also have 5150 Derek Gage, which we haven't gotten to, but I believe that 5150, if I remember you explaining it to me correctly, Derek, is the California code for a 72-hour hold for mental patients, correct?
Yeah, basically somebody that is a danger to themselves or society or both. When I'm in that ring, I'm a danger to everybody around except for Bud Gallows.
Sometimes me, it depends.
That was only twice.
So we've themed the questions around crazy famous artists.
I like it.
Are you gentlemen ready? Your first question. Which of these is a true story about a famous painter? Is it A, French painter who demanded his mustache be insured for $50,000? B, a surrealist who once tried to sell invisible paintings by mailing empty frames? C, a Renaissance artist who got in trouble for painting the Pope riding a dinosaur? Or D, Vincent van Gogh cut off part of his own ear and gave it to a woman?
Oh, boy. So, off the top of the bat, I think which of these is true about a famous painter is none of these are me. So that's weird. So let's see what these are. You know what? My professional opinion here, being a painter, artist, honestly, I know for a fact that this happened. Okay. So Derek, I need you to back me on this.
I got you.
It's B, final answer. A surrealist who once tried to sell invisible paintings by mailing empty frames.
Yep.
You're going with B and yeah,
100%.
T. Oh, that was the wrong answer. The correct answer is actually D. Vincent van Gogh.
That's what I said.
His own ear.
I said,
he said D. Yeah.
D is a boy.
Clean your ears out.
Jesus. Whatever. We got two more. We got this.
You got two more. All right. Question number two. Which of these eccentric art habits actually happened? A, an artist who painted only in the nude because he said clothes restricted the soul. B, Salvador Dali once gave a lecture wearing a dive suit and nearly suffocated. C, a modern artist who painted using spaghetti noodles instead of brushes. Or D, a painter who kept 23 cats in his house and claimed they were his muses.
I'm going to conveniently go over there.
Well, I can't say as that's happened before.
No.
What happened to Bud? Is Donde involved in this?
I don't know.
No, but there he is.
Now. Okay.
I had to do the stuff, the things. Anyways, I have a feeling that it's B.
Okay.
I think B for Bud.
B for Bud. Okay.
Boys. Oh.
B for boys. Okay.
Boys.
All right. And the correct answer is me.
I'm not going to lie. That was a wild guess. I had no idea. I had to walk away to pretend I knew the answer. I didn't. Derek, it's all on you.
Oh, no. Don't put that on me.
You have one wrong and one correct answer. You need to get this third answer right to win that signed piece of the table for Benny. And we got Benny in the chat with praying hands. Hoping
oh,
you guys
Benny.
Get this
we got you, Benny.
Wait, Benny, are you a fan of the boys?
Yeah, this is very important.
I need to know before this question is asked.
The number one fan of the boys.
Oh, Benny.
We'll sign that table if you win it.
Pop in the chat here. Let them know if you're a fan of the boys. I believe based off your earlier comments that that you are here.
Where you at, Benny? Come on. We're waiting.
Where we at, Benny? I don't have the Jeopardy theme. I can't play it. That's
keep it going, Scott. You chime in, Scott. Jeopardy theme. That's your job now. You're Jeopardy boy.
Yep. So, see,
Benny says so far, yes, I am. All right. So,
I'll take it.
I like Benny. Benny's a good guy. Screw you, Scott.
Yes. Final question. And he gladly admits it.
Hell yeah.
All right. Final question for the table. Which of these is a real quote by a famous painter? A, art is the lie that lets us tell the truth, Pablo Picasso. B, I only paint on Tuesdays when Mercury is in retrograde. B, allegedly Da Vinci. C, my brush speaks louder than your words, Bob Ross, after a bad Yelp review. Or D, canvas is my therapist and I owe him back pay, Jason Pollock, probably.
I'm so nervous.
What are you guys thinking? Anybody in the chat have an idea?
Anyone? That's tough. Don't want to let Benny down.
Let's work this through backwards, Derek. Let's not give a final answer until we've discussed this one. I don't think I've ever heard Bob Ross be mean. So I don't think my brush speaks louder than your words is a Bob Ross quote. Personally, I think he's too nice of a guy. I don't think he could do what
we
do.
To say something that unhinged, it's probably not Bob Ross.
Right. So we knock that off. So it's down to A, B, or D for Doy. Scott, you dipshit.
Well, if anybody can get this wrong, it could be the boys.
Oh, I'm rooting for him, Scott.
Just because he said B for boys, let's knock that out too. So that leaves A or D, like the ointment. So it's all on you, man.
It's tough. I like the letter D because my name, of course.
Right.
So part of me wants to go there, but at the same time, just with you educating me on the finer arts in life.
Right. We went to that museum that one time.
We went to a museum, guys. And
it was big.
So just from that journey, I did learn from Bud that the answer is A. Art is the lie that lets us tell the truth by Pablo Picasso. It was beautiful.
All right, and the answer is A. Congratulations, gentlemen. You have won that signed piece of the table for Benny.
Congratulations, Benny.
You did it, Benny.
And we only have one more of those pieces of the table to hand away, and only five in existence.
If it was us in that match, there would have been more than five pieces.
There would have been about 50 to 70. For sure.
Yeah, more than one table. It would have been mayhem.
Yeah.
It would have been what a massacre.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. I know that I've seen at least one of you go through a table.
You have definitely seen me go through a table that was covered in thumbtacks.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a familiar memory.
Yep. I'm not sure how the thumbtacks got there either. I'm a little foggy on the memory.
I think that I yelled thumbsies.
Yeah.
As I was getting ready to send that piece of garbage through the table. Because I wanted to inflict as much pain as possible. And it was this.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there was this nice little orange bag of thumbtacks that was dumped all across the table. Just that way, we could really finish the job.
We've got
that was really where the voice of violence found his voice.
Yes, exactly. That was the birth.
The VOV, you know?
We got Benny in the chat saying, you guys are amazing. Dardar congratulating you. Hashtag wham. And she likes the boys.
You know what, Dardar? I like you. And Dardar, congratulations.
Well, one thing I can say about Dardar is Dardar is PYT's number one fan. And I know that she'd want to me to ask you guys if you'd be willing to face PYT.
I mean, in our first title defense, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I would prefer TNT. But if we can't get TNT for our first title defense, we go to PYT. You any acronym you can find, we'll face them.
Yeah, PYT, the pretty old people, right? That's
yeah.
Prettiest young things in wrestling.
Young? I'm younger than they are.
We're the youngest men alive outside of the Outrunners. Well,
they do have Tobias and Chris Cutler, who are both pretty young gentlemen.
They're boys in the making. One day. You know, I have had the luxury of having a match with Tobias, and he had the new deal. There was some chicanery. I've let bygones be bygones, Tobias. If we cross paths, just, you know, watch out for this guy.
Well, if you do that again, you will have that again because PYT does use, what is that word you like to call, Alex?
Creative tactics.
I call it cheating, but he calls it creative tactics. So you have to watch out.
That doesn't translate. What is this cheat? Is that Japanese?
Scott is referring to when you bend the rules in the ring by distracting him or getting in his way to where he can't see.
He's distracting himself. He can't see. Yeah. He's wearing four eyes.
Get it under control, you squirrel.
I can just see this fine, you know.
Scott is like a deer that is crossing the road as you're trying to drive home from work. Just doesn't know which way to go. Ends up running back out in front of you. You clip him. Ruins your day. He hobbles back off to the woods to survive another day.
Looks right at you with the goofy look on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're looking at you and next to you.
Yeah. Typical.
Yeah. We got Dardar saying that Chubb, Scott, they don't cheat. And I'm entirely certain the boys don't cheat either.
Oh, no.
Very creative tactics, though.
We're very loyal in this match, okay? We're loyal in matches. We don't cheat in matches. We're very loyal in matches.
Don't think we ever have. I mean, we play by the rules, and we're just good guys.
He can't talk either, Dardar.
Dardar saying Scott's like a baby deer that can't walk.
Oh, Dardar, my number one fan. I tell you what, you know, I have fans all over the world, I guess.
I like Dardar personally. Derek, what do you think?
I think this is one of the best people I've ever got the pleasure to meet, honestly.
I think we need to put one of these boys' shirts to the side so Dardar can spend $15 on one at the show.
I love the idea. Dardar, are you down for that? We'll have a merch table set up. The boys are here for you.
You know, Dardar does make some absolutely amazing signs when she comes to the shows. I'm not sure if she's going to make a boy sign or a fam sign because she did make a fam sign for the last show.
I guess we'll find out where your allegiances are. I mean,
Dardar sounds way too smart for that. Dardar sounds way too smart to make a fam sign again. Right, I was like desperate times type thing.
You're going to make the right
choice. No judgment.
I trust you, Dardar.
You know what?
Dardar thinks so.
We got Dardar saying that she has a boy's sign made.
Perfect.
Dardar, you might have one of these nice ceramic mugs coming to you at the next show.
Ooh, high quality.
You clearly have good taste.
made in China, you know, it's perfect, good quality. Guaranteed not to have COVID.
That's quite a compliment. Dardar's gonna buy a boy shirt. Dardar hasn't even bought one of my shirts yet.
That's because you're a camera guy.
The mug was made in China.
It was made in China.
Full disclosure. Full disclosure.
Just like this. It was made in China, I think. I'll have to taste it to find out. Hold on.
So, is that a bottle of urine? I think that's a bottle of urine.
It tastes like it. Yeah, you want to give it to the fam? Because it's not good enough for us. Oh, geez.
Oh, God.
So I know that you guys will be at NGW next week. Where else can fans of NGW catch you in action?
Ignite, No Faults Pro Wrestling, NGW. We have more on the way. We just haven't confirmed them yet. But trust me, there's an interest for the boys everywhere.
Outstanding. And, well, Derek and Buddy, Dardar's Bane's sister, so of course she's smart.
Ah, it runs in the family. That bloodline is thick.
Genetics. Yeah.
And both of you have places outside of the shows where people can get merch for you, right?
Correct. I have a pro wrestling tee store. It's prowrestlingtees.com / Bud Galloway Wham. I know the name here says Bud Gallows, but if you see Bud Galloway, that is also me. It's crazy how names can be like shorter. Because if you see Gallows, you just get rid of the S and you put an AY and it's the same name. It's crazy how that works. But Bud Galloway Wham, pro wrestling tees.
Yeah, most of our merch is sold at venues live to the fans. That's the cheapest, most affordable way we can give them that opportunity to buy the stuff. But I also do have a pro wrestling tees, which is prowrestlingtees.com/Derek Gage. But your best opportunity is to show up to the shows, come out, see us in person, and we'll have more merch than you can imagine available.
And that's where you get the boys' gear. Right now, our pro wrestling tees is just specifically our own. So until the boys' page exists, the only place you're going to get boys' merch is live and in person. So you have to come see us, enjoy the show, and then thank us while you're spending money on our merchandise. Because support the locals, you know?
I know that I bought one of your paintings, Bud, and one of your chairs, Derek.
Those chairs will be back by next month. I'm waiting on the order to come in, and we will have those for sale again. I've actually gotten a ton of messages from fans wanting those chairs back. So they will be back sometime in May.
So the picture he's talking about is a mini easel that I custom painted. This one is blank still. And it comes with a little easel, and you can put it on display wherever you want, where your whole family can see it, on the mantle and the front window. Shoot, you can put it in front of your divorced husband's face. I don't really give a toot, but you can find these live and in person as well.
I'm going to have to get me one of those mugs, though.
Oh, they're.
They are pristine. There are currently two in existence. Those are both in the hands of Bud Gallows and myself. But the next time you see us, we will have more of those available. We're also looking at possibly having tumblers made for those of you that maybe aren't sturdy enough to hold a coffee mug. We will have tumblers available too.
And, you know, tumblers are great to have, especially this one right here. Looks exactly like a camera lens. How about that?
You know what? We're going to have koozies. We're going to have little keychains. We're going to have all kinds of things in the future shows. So you got to come to the show, see it, get it, because there's going to be limited runs too. And when you miss out, I'm sorry to tell you, but you're going to miss out. They are going to be limited. We may even sign them with numbers, like 1 through 10.
I can see the gears turning in Scott's head. Scott, you probably want to ask them if you can trade some stickers for a t-shirt.
No, my stickers might be actually sold out, so we'll have to see.
They're sold out. I'll tell you what, I'll trade you a shirt, and I'll get the whole roll of stickers. I will turn that whole roll of stickers into more profit than that one shirt is worth, because I'm better than you.
Okay. Well,
and you know it, Scott.
One.
Well,
two. Three. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a little slow on that count. You must learn from Donde.
No, I was watching you because you were like going through the gears, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, kick out. Oh, it didn't happen. Whoa. Well, the boys clapped me.
We do have an example of Scott making a three count here. Give me just one.
See, that's always my fault. So. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Just can't do it.
That last quarter of an inch, that's where the problem is.
Exactly.
That third grade education is really coming back to bite you in the butt, Scott.
I mean, size matters, Scott.
I mean, we'll find out, you know, the 19th. You guys, you know, going one-on-one with the fam for those NGW titles. We'll see. You know, you guys are looking to make a name for yourself. We see Marcellus Knight join our little chat, you know, have a little words with you guys. You know, we'll have to see. Like I said, you're going to have to be there on the 19th.
Yep. And I want to thank you.
So are you reffing us, Scott? Us
here. I don't know.
I don't want him reffing.
I don't like him.
No, my ref. I like the guy that, you know, there's a guy I trust. And you know what? I'll have him call your office.
Okay.
Well, you know. That's fine.
I thought you wanted Donde.
Donde is great. If he wants to do it, I'm all for it. But if Donde is not available that night, we got a guy. Just, you know.
Okay.
There's options.
Many options.
There's always options.
I want to thank both you gentlemen for joining us here again tonight. It's been a wonderful time. I'm absolutely looking forward to your match next Saturday.
Just like everyone else.
Yep.
And
over 1,100 views on YouTube.
Should you come away victorious? I can't wait to get some promo shots of you holding that gold.
We'll give you the opportunity, I promise.
Gladly.
All right. And did you guys have anything else that you wanted to say before we let you go here?
The boys are back.
And we're looking for trouble.
Oh, I believe you found it. Thank you again, gentlemen. You have a wonderful evening, and we will see you guys next Saturday.
Camera guy, you have a great weekend. You have a great night. Scott, I care less about you. I hope you just have the worst night. I hope you have diarrhea, honestly. So, bye.
Okay. Well, it's always good to bring on new people and, you know, just...
I have to say that probably went better than usual for you, Scott.
Probably, you know.
But, I can't wait.
Yep. We will be here before you know it next week. You know, we'll be, you know, of course, you know, we'll talk about that tag team titles, the fam versus the boys. You know, the boys looking to make a name for themselves. Making their NGW debut to take on the first ever two-time NGW Tag Team Champions. The fan. I can't wait for that one.
Certain though, Scott, win or lose, are definitely going to be making an impact.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, definitely going to make an impact either way.
Now, of course, you don't want to miss Chris Cutler versus Jerry Morgan.
I mean, you know, Chris Cutler just joining PYT is looking to make a name for himself in PYT and... You know, what would that be if he gets a victory over Jerry Morgan?
I can guarantee both these gentlemen are going to be hunting for gold in NGW. Chris Cutler is one of the newest members of PYT. PYT has already claimed that 2025 is going to be the year of PYT.
Yes.
And newcomer Lilith Grimm taking on Nyx in the next round of the tournament to crown the first ever New Genesis Wrestling Women's Champion.
Yes, both women are actually, you know, both women are making their debut. We have seen Nyx over at IWA Productions, but we have not seen Lilith, you know. I have not seen Lilith anywhere, but, I mean, I'm looking forward to this match. I mean, you know, it's a third women's match, and, I mean, they just keep getting better and better, and we keep getting closer and closer to that women's championship.
Yep, I can't wait until we crown our first ever women's champion in October.
Yes, I cannot wait either.
And we'll have Navi Kai taking on Marco Hendricks. Navi Kai made had quite the match last month in a little pre-show before the show. He was facing, my mind just blanked.
Burt Candy, yes.
Burt Candy, that's yes, right.
And that was good, and he's got a challenge with, Marco Hendricks, one of the not newest member, but one of the newest member of, PYT,
Yeah, and we had Marco Hendricks on our show a few weeks back where we announced this match, and actually in the comments, Navi stated that Marco's a bully and he doesn't like bullies.
Yep. And, Marco said he was going to beat up Navi, but Navi, Navi's been impressive lately. We've seen Navi a few times, and we've seen Navi at the Mount Vernon Rumble. Navi made his NGW debut last month. It can go either way in this match.
It's always quite a showing whenever Navi shows up.
Yes.
And we're also going to be having a four-way dance for the NGW Lightning Division title. Preacher will be defending against Tobias, Logan, and Sid Holland.
You got to think, Preacher, the current defending Lightning Division champion, Tobias, a former Lightning Division champion, Sid Holland, the current Wrestling for a Cure heavyweight champion, and Logan Ridge is a former tag team champion. But these four men, this is going to be a phenomenal match. Everybody wants that gold, and the best man's going to win in that match.
Yeah, Preacher's just he picked the absolute perfect time for that cash in against TJ Kellis after TJ Kellis captured it from Tobias Storm.
Yes.
And then, of course, we have Ricky Cruz versus Dexter Roswell for the NGW Heavyweight Championship. Both these guys, as I said before, have quite the fan base in NGW. Both of them seem to be beloved by fans. And this, I expect, just to be like pure wrestling.
Yes, exactly. That poster right there. But, of course, we have multiple posters for Battle Lions. We have a lot of different posters. Those posters are phenomenal, and they will be available at Battle Lions. And there is a limited run of 20 of each of the posters, correct?
Yes.
So those
we have this wonderful limited edition series of we have our heroes on one cover, our villains on the other, and Dexter Cruz Roswell as the wonderful middle piece. But we actually have another fourth poster in this collection. A little bit of one crafted by PYT, shall we say.
Yep. They said 2025 is the year of PYT, but we see Cutler, we see Hendricks, we see Tobias, but of course we heard that Playboy is not going to be there at Battle Lions because he decided his birthday is more important. But
Playboy is that out last week from but Phoenix Quinn.
Playboy does have that right to fight,
he does.
But, we'll see what's going to happen. Like I said, those four posters are phenomenal. Even the PYT one. I'm not really a big fan of it, but you know what? I like them. But they are...
Dardar says she wants these flyers.
Well, everybody wants them. I'm not really a big fan of the PYT one, but you know what? All the other ones are phenomenal. They are a limited run of 20, so you have to get there early to get one. They're going to sell out quick.
Yeah, and the best way to get there early is to make sure you buy your tickets at ngw.ticketleap.com.
Exactly. You get in.
Go ahead, Scott.
You get in 30 minutes early. You get an opportunity to pick your seat for the show where you want to sit. We'll have some wrestlers come out. You get to do a little meet and greet. It's perfect for buying your pre-tickets. So,
yeah, it's going to be an absolutely awesome show. Right here in Muskoda at the Loof Civic Center, our wonderful hosts.
Yes, I cannot wait to return to Muskoda next weekend. It's going to be here for you know it.
Yep, and I would like to thank everybody for joining us here tonight. The allergies are getting to me a little bit. But I'd like to thank everybody for being here tonight and joining us and our guests. And I want to extend a special thank you to our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muscatine, Illinois, Laser Monkey Engraving, and the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois.
Yep. And next week is the very last chance to get the very last piece of the table signed by all three members of the TLC match.
Yep, that will be next week, last one that we'll ever have.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, congratulations to everybody that won. And the only way you can win it,
watch the show, comment, and you have a chance to be picked as our winner.
Exactly. And we've already had, you know, we've already had four winners. We got one more winner next week. And, you know, once they're gone, they're gone.
Got Dardar. Have a great night, camera guy. Scott, I hate you, son. You have a wonderful night, too, as well, Dardar. And we will see everybody back here again next week, 7 p.m. Central. Have a good week.